This is Tom Warren inviting you to listen to 5 Gospel Minutes. We continue today a study which we began last time, in fact several weeks ago, with a consideration of the Bible topic of the suffering of being hated. We have indicated already that Jesus warned his disciples that as he was hated, so they would be hated. Why does a wandering boy long so much to be home? To be away from home is to be with those who many times hate him, whereas to be at home is to be with those who love him, even in spite of his failures and shortcomings. One of man's basic instincts is the desire to be loved. And yet, in spite of Jesus' realization of both man's desire and need to be loved, he warned his disciples that they would be hated. Little wonder then, seemingly on the surface, he tried to talk men out of becoming his disciples. In John chapter 6, verse 26, when a great multitude was following him, he in effect stopped them in their tracks and said, "You're not following me because you saw the signs, but because you received the loaves and the fishes and were filled." We can well imagine those of us who preach today having that kind of situation. We might well have wanted to publish abroad how many people were following after us. But Jesus knows that these people are not following him for the right reason. And it is out of love that he tries to help them to see that they're not going on some kind of holiday or picnic, that following him requires such sacrifice and commitment as to be willing to give up all of one's property, all of one's friends, one's family, even one's freedom to go to prison, or even one's life to die. Luke chapter 14, verses 26 to 33. Let us note that both Jesus and the early church were viciously hated. We sometimes get the idea that everybody loved Jesus. And for a time, of course, he did have a great deal of popularity while he was here upon the earth. But it is also the case that finally he was crucified, and that with only a handful who even stood there as his friend. In fact, his first public vindicator was the thief on the cross, the man who hung there by him and who had repented of the wrong that he had done when he said, "Lord, remember me when thou comest into thy kingdom." But Jesus was hated, and his early disciples, the church, were hated. Such men as Paul, the apostle, and Stephen, the faithful disciple and preacher, were stoned. Paul, according to biblical record, not to death, but Stephen was stoned to death. Why were they hated? They were not hated because they were evil or because they had done evil. They differed from their persecutors. The various Jewish sects differed from one another. The various groups of philosophers among the Greeks differed from one another. The various groups of idolaters differed from one another. But their dislike for one another never reached the intense hatred which they had for Jesus and the church. Then why were they hated? Let's look first of all at why Jesus was hated. He was hated first of all by religious leaders. He was hated by religious leaders because he stood aloof from them. He didn't identify himself with them. He didn't wear the religious garbs as they did to identify himself as someone who is righteous, as many men wear some kind of peculiar clothing that would indicate to others that they're men of God. He didn't flatter them. He didn't command long prayers. He didn't even commend the alms they gave. They didn't like him. They hated him because he condemned for saying but not doing. He said, "You say thus and so, but you do not live in harmony with it." Because he condemned them for making pretense with long faces. Because he condemned their desire for flattering titles. Because he condemned their pretentious prayers while devouring widows' houses. Because he condemned their following traditions of men instead of following the Word of God. Because he condemned their leaving undone the weightier matters of the law while tithing, mint, anise, and cumin, giving great attention to little matters, but no attention to the greater matters. These and other reasons were why Jesus was hated by the religious leaders. Won't you be with us next time as we continue this very vital study of the suffering of being hated?